Hi, I'm Kenny.
I'm Sarah.
And I'm Ian, and we're one big happy family.
Welcome to Rock Doc Behind the Scene, the show where we talk about music documentaries, movies, and honestly, whatever else we want to. It's our show.
It's our podcast, right?
Right.
All right, let's get on with it then.
Let's do it.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Rock Doc Behind the Scene. I am Kenny Bodkin, and I am joined for a very special episode in the room. I've got Ian Marquez. You know him, you love him, can't get enough of him. Say hi, Ian.
Hello.
And all the way from Google meeting us, all the way from Fort Wayne, Indiana, is Sarah Bodkin. You know her, you love her, you can't get enough of her. Yay, Sarah's with us. Say hi, Sarah.
Well, hi, how are you?
We're doing great. We're doing great. We have a lot to catch up on. It has been a very long time since we've done this, the three of us. And and let's start with you, Sarah. Tell us how you ended up in beautiful Fort Wayne, Indiana. And I'm not saying that sarcastically.
Fort Wayne's fine.
Yeah, it is. It's nice.
It has its moments. But yeah, I ended up here because my boyfriend got a job opportunity, as did I, in the vaguest terms that I could possibly put it in, like, you know, selling music gear and doing that sort of thing. So that's been really fun, and I've been a customer service rep at the exact same company. And yeah, it's just been, it's been fun. This has been in the works though. We probably found out, like from interview to actually moving here, we started the whole process in about March of this year.
Yeah.
Which is crazy to think about. I was thinking about it earlier. I was like, if you told me this time last year that I would be moving to Fort Wayne, Indiana, I would tell you that you're crazy. Like, that's just, that's insane to me. But I've been enjoying it a lot. I've been finding yoga community and, just enjoying myself and looking to get into full-time yoga instruction at some point.
You know, to be frank, though, you have called me crazy for, like, no reason for years. So, me telling you where you're going to go in the next year really wouldn't have anything to do with it.
I mean, wait, how often am I calling you crazy?
Okay, well, you had every right to. So you're teaching yoga again?
I'm teaching yoga again, which has been really fun. I teach in, I shit you not, you guys, like a haunted mansion.
Yeah. You sent us a picture yesterday of a room with a casket in it. And I'm curious whether that's a Halloween thing.
True.
Yeah, I'm curious whether that's a Halloween
thing. I don't know. Because they did decorate it for Halloween. They have like zombie prom there. Like they are fully capitalizing on the fact that they are a haunted establishment.
Right.
And yoga teachers, they kind of enter through the back so they can unlock through the front. And so that's what I did. And I entered through the basement of a haunted mansion, which is not great on its own.
Right.
And then I walk in and I see a rectangular box about 6 feet. And
it can only be described as a casket.
And I
saw the picture.
It can only be described as a casket.
Yeah, it's not a
I mean,
a cooler.
100%.
Right.
It's not
it's
a freezer.
Not a cooler.
Not a beer cooler.
Yeah.
Doesn't have Modelo's in it.
So, yeah, that's been really fun. And I've been really enjoying myself up here.
Yeah, we drove you out there in August and honestly had a wonderful time. Other than having to leave you there, that was heartbreaking. But the whole town of Fort Wayne is really quite beautiful. It's nice, you know.
It's nice. It's charming. I miss the mountains, I will say.
Sure, sure. But, you know, you
and
get
mom's tacos.
And you miss mom.
Aww.
We had mom tacos last night.
You got the shipper some.
Yeah.
Amazon her some of your taco stuff.
There you go.
Via helicopter.
Yeah.
It was really good last night. We all enjoyed it. Last night we had a bunch of family over, and the little guy that says I don't want to listen to Nickelback at the end of every episode, he was here, and Ian was here, and he ended up spending the night. We played a lot of Wii Resort because, you know, like it's.
Which I have to say, I am so glad that's coming back.
I don't know that it's coming back, or we just figured out we needed to turn it back on, because we may be the only one in America doing it.
I don't think you understand. So, like, I was talking to my friend the other day, and because she was getting a Nintendo Switch, and I was explaining to her that you can buy Wii games to play on the Nintendo Switch, like Wii Sports, you know, what have you. And when I told her that, she lit up. I don't think you understand how exciting the Wii is to the people.
Oh, yeah.
And so, does Connor have a Switch that we can hook up to the TV with, like, the little remotes and everything? Absolutely. But the thing about it is that I still kind of want a Wii again.
Yeah.
Because the Wii's, like, there's all the games, right? You can, and with the Switch, there aren't as many Wii games.
Right, right.
It's just, like, a few of them.
Yeah.
But, like, on the Wii, you can play Michael Jackson dance game with that, like, glittery glove. You can play...
I have a joke about a...
Games. You can make, like, a million Wii's.
You have a joke that you're not going to tell?
I have a joke that I'm not going to tell about extra levels, but...
Oh, shit.
If you click on the Jesus juice.
Oh, shit.
Anyway, but... but I'm not going to tell those. Because I'm an adult, and it would be wrong.
And you would never be president.
Well, I think that ship has sailed anyway.
That ship has sailed.
Of course, the bar is set very low.
Right.
We're enjoying the Wii. I mean, it's, you know, there's no... we're not getting any new games or anything like that for it. The thing was... I remember you were, I have a picture somewhere of you hugging the Wii, the box, on the way home from Best Buy after we got it, as a little tiny little girl.
The Wii is awesome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The Wii is so cool.
It's awesome. The Mii still look creepy.
But... Yeah. I looked 15 years younger in the Wii, in the Mii.
He had his goatee still. I had blonde hair still.
I had brown hair.
Right.
Yeah.
It was creepy, and Logan played with his dad, and they did jet skiing, which was super super cute because he just kept veering off course, and because he just wanted to ride, he didn't care about going through the little slalom thing that they had set up. He just wanted to go.
Yeah, and jet skiing—that's another one. That the Switch doesn't have to offer.
Yeah.
It's fucking bullshit. I'm sorry, but listen.
Yeah.
Listen. I'm trying to, it's so weird because I feel inclined to not curse, but I also feel like sticking to the Sarah brand.
Right.
In the context of this podcast.
No, it's all good, honey.
So anyway, it's fucking bullshit, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
When you go to the Wii, like, people are like, oh, nobody plays the Wii anymore. Oh, well, where are you going to get jet skiing?
Uh-huh.
Where are you going to get frisbee golf?
Yeah.
Right.
Where, like, the dog brings it back to you.
Oh, yeah, the frisbee dog is great, yeah.
And frisbee dog. And that game where you walk through the beach and you kill people with a lightsaber. Do you remember that shit?
Oh, yeah.
Sports Resort.
You have to hit them, like, three times with the... with the sword, and they fall down. Yeah, bravo. That
A-plus game.
And there's no blood, no violence, anything like that. Right.
It's not violent.
It's like hitting them with a plexiglass tube. They're probably good and bruised in the morning, but
they don't exist anymore.
Yeah, but it's not like
crazy.
You're
crazy.
Yeah, yeah. So Ian drove here last night.
Alone.
He drove. Yeah. So
from your parents' house.
Yeah. Yeah. Still driving across town to get to school every day, and yeah. So it's been fun. Fully licensed as of like a month ago, so made more than a month.
Nice,
oh my
congrats.
God.
And your parents moved, you're all moved successfully now, right?
We
How
are.
Do you like the new digs?
I love it. It's awesome. The area is awesome. The people are cool. We have so much places for food now, like just walking up, and we're about a block away, and yeah, it's awesome. So
nice.
You know that spot where Fantang is on Carlisle, or on Carlisle and mm-hmm. Central? They're like right behind that, so you can literally walk from their house to all those restaurants around there.
You can walk and get coffee chicken.
Oh, yeah. So,
Doc, have you had coffee chicken?
I have not. I know where it is, though.
So
they have eaten at Clown Dog. I don't know anyone who's eaten at Clown Dog.
Oh, you're the first persons I've ever met.
Clown Dog's amazing. It's interesting.
Is it good? I love a good hot dog.
Then right across is Urban. And then on the other side of Carlisle, there's Two Fools Tavern, the Flying Star over there.
Oh, but of course.
And then Fantang.
And because it's Albuquerque, every 6 feet you have a weed dispensary.
Yep. Well, every
yeah, which like... None of those, like, there's got to be some of them that are, like, weeded out, right? I mean, not intended, right? But, like, because the thing with those dispensaries is that there's so many of them.
It got to be.
I'm all for it. It does great things for the economy. It has really fantastic medical benefits for those who need it. And if you want to, you know, whatever.
Right.
I'm not here to judge.
Originally, when it was... deemed like, legal though that they were like there were regulations where you could there were like distance regulations from places. I don't think they followed those because there's one on every corner.
I was wondering about that actually because this is really funny to me. So like yeah, there were laws in New Mexico where basically we could only sell the weed legally that we grew here locally.
Right.
I don't know that that's the case anymore, because, like, I've heard people talking about, like, Justin Bieber's weed brand.
Right.
And they definitely don't grow that here.
Yeah. No, maybe. No.
Which...
Well, I know that one company...
The fact that he has one. And...
For the record, no one here is spending our money on weed, okay? I've got...
That is correct. It is so illegal here in Indiana.
Yeah. Okay. And I mean,
it's so illegal.
I've got a CDL, and I work on base. I still can't do it. Ian's 15.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, so
right.
So the
he's fine.
And it causes dementia.
Right.
This just did.
Every Saturday night, there's a van outside Chocolate Dude hotboxing, though. So that's,
Yeah.
They just let people into hotbox right outside of Chocolate Dude. It's like, all right.
That's wild.
Right.
There's one dispensary. Wait. Huh. Yes.
What's with the dementia statistics?
Okay, well, your mom's in the room. And while we're talking about weed,
wow,
she whispers this, and it causes dementia.
I did not say that.
What'd you say?
And it causes dementia.
That's what I thought
yeah,
you said.
Yeah, I think that's what you said.
I did not say that.
You didn't whisper it. Okay.
What did you say?
I just whispered to you. He's giving out all the information.
Oh
yeah.
Oh, I
said
thought
nothing about German.
I heard dementia coming from the side there, so I assumed that.
Now I'm curious.
That I was giving a public service announcement.
Right.
Oh, by the way. Okay, so it doesn't cause dementia. Smoke your little
hearts out.
Right.
So we there was a place in town that got heavily fined and shut down because of they weren't following all or any of the rules of you know.
Yeah, we give you a privilege to sell weed, don't mess it up.
Yeah, and they just went and messed it up. That's why we can't have nice things like weed. That is right.
That is why we can't have nice things.
I knew there was a reason. So, somebody here went to a homecoming dance recently.
I did.
How'd that go?
It was a lot.
So much fun.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. We danced for 3 hours. It was about, I guess, it's in the name.
What was the playlist like?
It was legit, just all like Cardi B and Ice Spice. That's about all it was.
Did they play anything that didn't suck?
A couple.
Okay, that's great.
Couple Bruno Mars songs and Cupid Shuffle. That was about what we got. So.
Well, yeah, Cupid Shuffle is a necessity.
Right, it's gonna be on every party playlist ever. It will never not be on a party playlist.
What's Cupid Shuffle?
Right. To the right, to the right, to the right, to the right, Cupid to the left, Shuffle. To the left, to the left, to the
yeah,
left.
Oh, I thought that was everybody clap your hands, that guy.
It's like you say that, yeah, I have to do it.
That?
It's like Cartman with sticks. I have to do it when you say it.
Jump to the left.
Electric slide.
1 foot right.
Right.
Oh, no, cha-cha slide.
Cha-cha slide.
What the fuck is that? That's cha-cha slide.
Yeah. So Cupid slide. Is that the name of it? Cupid slide?
Yeah, Cupid Shuffle.
Cupid Shuffle.
Cupid Shuffle.
Which is the better one out of them?
You think?
Yes.
I think.
I would say.
Okay.
Gets the crowd more.
Not even counting.
Oh, Macarena, and then the wall, and then
Macarena.
Yeah, right. They had that, and then they had the wobble, but nobody knew what they were doing because nobody could get like in order to
That's
do it.
So funny.
The wobble.
Yeah. You're going to have to look at there's
I'll
too
have
much
to look it
there's
up.
Too much to explain. But
I did not. Oh, Sarah. She's putting her
I can't.
She's doing yoga stuff and it's stressing me out.
I am. Well, why would it stress you out? Here, I'll show you what I do.
Oh no.
Okay.
I'll show you what I do.
Here we
I'm
go.
I'm in my yoga room and I also happen to be in yoga pants.
Yeah.
So basically,
this is
I don't have any self-control regarding this. Okay, so the first thing you do is put your leg
first
over
First of all,
your
shoulder, no. Okay.
Which tends to be the part that stresses people out most.
Her calf.
Then.
Yeah, okay, it's an audio medium, so her calf is on her shoulder. Her left calf is on her left shoulder, and she just hooked her foot behind the other foot.
On top of my other foot. Right, and then you push yourself up off of the ground.
And now she's levitating.
And melt your heart down toward them.
You're a witch.
Yeah, I was about to say. Witch. Witchcraft.
No human knows how to
I'm
do that.
I'm a very mobile lady these days.
Yeah, you are. You're a fleximobile, is what they call it.
Right. Correct.
That's cool. That's cool.
So, what else have you been up to these days, Ian?
A lot of just school. That's about it.
Mm.
Super busy. And going home. Some golf. Not as much lately after the season ended, but some golf. So, yeah, it's pretty good. It's been fun.
Nice.
You're just flying by. It's already November. Mid-November.
It's unbelievably... It's distressing how fast
I know
been going
I'm concerned
by.
But yeah so
I just surpassed my fourth month here.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane to me.
Does not seem that long.
It's new with you, Grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
New with me. Well
yeah.
Since January, we've had a lot of stuff going. I started a new podcast. Thank you. It is Rock and Roll Fables with Kenny Bodkin. It's kind of wordy, but not any more wordy than Rock Doc Behind the Scene with Sarah, Kenny, and Ian.
Right. Uh-huh.
I don't want to say it's scripted because it really isn't, but it's me telling the stories that I have gathered over the years about different events in rock and roll history. And they're funny. I think they're funny. I don't know. But
I think they're funny.
Well, thank you. One of the tricks is
pretty bang up podcast.
Well, thank you. One of the tricks is I'm not going to do anything tragic on the podcast. So I'm not going to discuss.
How has that challenge been for you? Because, like, so much of rock and roll is so notoriously sad.
Tragic. Yeah. Just messed up.
Yeah, I know. And I try to find, even in stories that border on tragic, like I told the story of Keith Moon passing out behind the drum kit after taking a handful of elephant tranquilizers.
Hmm.
Right? I told that story, but which could have been a very tragic story. But I concentrated the story on the kid that they pulled out of the audience to play drums for the last three songs of the set.
Right.
That made it less tragic and made it more relatable, you know?
That changes it up.
Yeah. I mean, and there's a lot of stories I can't do that, you know? I mean, I can't... several people walked away from that Skinner plane crash, and, you know, I can't do that, you know?
Right.
And there's just I listened to a podcast on Janis Joplin the other day, thinking that maybe there was a story I was missing, and there's not. Everything was just so sad and tragic, and there was as great as her music was, there's just nothing in it that I could pull that was going to be, you know, anything but tragic, you know. So I want it to be fun. I want it to be bite-sized. I'm keeping it around 20 minutes, between like 17 and 20 minutes, and having them, release every Monday. And it's once again, Rock and Roll Pod, Fables with Kenny Bodkin. And
hey Alexa,
you woke up.
What's a fable?
Huh?
A fable is a brief, fictional story with anthropomorphized characters that teaches a moral lesson. Up next, would you like to play a round of The Price is Right?
No, I do not. When I was making that the opening does, I'm asking Alexa what the definition of fable is in the beginning of the podcast. And after I did that and recorded it, every time I'm editing it, and every edit I make wakes up little Miss Gabby Britches over here.
Miss Alexa.
And she she once again tells me what a fable is. I'm like, shut up, I know. I had to unplug it when I was editing.
That's so funny.
Yeah, I think what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna have it for like the first, you know, four or five podcasts, and then I'm just going to start the podcast with, you're listening to Kenny, you know, cut that part out of it, you know, just have it on the earlier podcast, because I don't think you need it on all of them. But yeah, it's, you know, I've only released two of them so far, but but I've got a whole bunch in the canon ready to go, so it's good. I'm enjoying it.
Awesome.
Nice. That's awesome. Good to hear. And you know what I think your side hustle should be in addition to podcasting?
What's that?
Hear me out. Start a multi-million dollar kids group.
Start the Wiggles.
Start from the ground. Listen, the Wiggles had it right. Because, listen, I've been thinking about this a lot since you guys have been telling me about the Wiggles documentary.
Right.
So, like, think about any given kids concert. Like, well, okay, any concert that you go to as an adult first, right?
Okay.
Like, you could very easily go to any of those by yourself.
Yeah.
How many adults are going to Yo Gabba Gabba by themselves?
Right.
It's always kids. But it's not just the kids, because that's against the law.
Right. Yeah, they need a ride.
It's the kids, and sometimes it's one parent, sometimes it's two, sometimes it's the whole family.
Yeah.
Some people have young kids, so many young kids all at once who are like in that same age group. Can you imagine what that does for ticket sales?
You know,
it's such a good business model.
The idea of parents doing stuff and paying for stuff for their kids that they would not necessarily do on their own is a huge market. I mean, there's a with you as a little girl, we were watching the Wiggles documentary going, yeah, she had a Greg Wiggle doll. Yeah. Oh, she had the big red car, toot toot chugga chugga. And yeah. She, you know, and all the Wiggle stuff and the Wiggle guitar. Remember the Wiggle guitar?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got all that stuff. It was like,
I remember the Wiggle guitar.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah, if you figure out how to market it and everything, it's a moneymaker.
Oh yeah.
Brilliant.
I think so. But I do want to start doing kids shows again. I just haven't sat down and put a whole lot of effort into it yet. But I will.
Right.
I will. I was Mr. Kenny for a long time. I still am Mr. Kenny, but
right.
I just haven't done any shows as
you
Mr. Kenny.
You can still be Mr. Kenny.
I can still be Mr. Kenny.
Yeah.
I stopped doing it, I think, when Ian here aged out.
Yeah.
I can't see going to Cibola High School and doing a Mr. Kenny show.
Right. Playing shows.
Right.
Anybody here know how to count to 12? Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You don't want that.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't want that. And it was fun when I did it, but, you know, it was... Then we started doing open mics.
The adult versions of Mr. Kenny.
That's right. What you did then... Yeah. Oh, my God. That would be crazy. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Did you go out and just... You start playing Springsteen and stuff.
Right.
Yeah. Or break out in Steppenwolf.
I think that what you did for us when we were kids could very easily be marketed with like a flyer and an Instagram. Mr. Kenny should have an Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rock Doc has an Instagram.
Mr. Kenny.
Yeah.
So.
Can do birthday parties. Oh my God, can he do birthday parties?
Yeah.
He can play for your kid's classroom.
Yeah, I could be basically a birthday party clown with a guitar.
Right.
So much money.
So much cash. Raking it in.
So much cash.
We decided to pay you in chickens and eggs.
Right.
Okay.
Dollars and dollars.
Yes. I would make tens of dollars doing that.
Yeah.
Tens and tens of them.
Tens and
tens. Or tens and tens of gift cards.
Or tens and tens of gift cards.
Yeah.
That's right. I used to play at one of Ian's... it was like... It wasn't even a school. It wasn't... It was like a preschool.
Right.
And,
Montessori.
Yeah. And and occasionally I would get a cupcake, but which was, you know, if someone was having a birthday. they always have an extra mm-hmm. cupcake in case there's some extra kid who, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to make a joke about how children just appear, but that's really how it happens. but the owner of the place, or the lady who booked me all the time, she started realizing that I was doing this on my own accord, and there was no money involved. So she would budget me a gift card to a restaurant, you know, to Olive Garden or something, you know, for $25 or something like that.
That lady was so sweet.
Oh, she was adorable. She was great. She was great.
Shout out to Norma.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. We saw her.
She's the best.
We saw her before we went to Italy. Oh, we went to Italy.
Oh, yeah. Forget about.
You went to Italy.
That's right. Italy was awesome. We did Venice.
Nice.
And then we did Cortona, which is a beautiful little village in the Tuscany region. We did the Grotto Gusti, which is in a town that I cannot pronounce. And then we went to Rome and spent the rest of the time in Rome, and it was just amazing. It was so cool. We had such a good time. Ate a lot. And,
yeah, it seems like you did.
And the wine was amazing.
The wine was amazing. Congrats.
Yeah. And Janice and Dustin are one of our other daughters, and her fella were our traveling companions, and they they were Dustin was on. They were both been on podcasts with us. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, and Dustin's parents came too, and it was just an amazing time getting to know them. They're amazing people. They're wonderful people, and as is Janice and Dustin, and spending that kind of time with them was just beautiful. It was just wonderful in one of the most beautiful countries in the world.
Absolutely.
I
mean, short of Australia, shout out to Mark.
Oh, Mark!
Yeah.
Oh, Mark.
And the USA.
And the USA, of course, yes. Yeah, we, I follow, I think we all follow Mark on Facebook and Instagram and stuff, and he recently got to go to a Paul McCartney concert, and I really want to talk to him about that. You know.
Shout out to Mark.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Great guy.
Yeah.
We should get Mark on again.
Yeah, we'll have to do that now that we are opening up the podcast again here, you know. It was like after you went out there and I know Ian would have dropped everything and come over and podcasted with me, but I didn't want to put that kind of pressure on anybody to do anything that, you know, he's got other stuff going on, and I get that. I was 15 once. Like,
totally. God,
so many years ago.
I know, dude.
So many.
You being all old. You're all old and William, stuff.
That's right. Distinguished. Yeah. That's the word. Distinguished.
Developed.
Distinguished. What was the other word? Dementia. That was the other
word. You're well developed, buddy.
Well. Dementia.
He's hearing phantom voices in his head.
I swear to God, that's what I heard you say.
It does sound like something I would say, but I didn't say it.
Right.
Weed gives you dementia.
Weed gives you dementia.
Not that I would ever know.
Well, of course not.
Of course not.
I'm just patiently waiting for my wedding speeches.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I don't want it to be pleasantries about, oh, congrats to the happy couple. I want it to be you telling me awful stories about your past.
Oh,
about
goodness.
Your time.
Yeah, that'll be.
Your time from when you were playing with your mother.
Oh, my God.
To Korea to.
So, That's going to be uncomfortable for everybody in the room, honey.
I don't care. You told her. Didn't you tell her that during her wedding day?
Well, maybe, you know, sitting having you a few drinks, smoking nothing. A cigar, I would, you know.
Totally.
Oh, no, I want it at your wedding day. That's...
I was talking to your sister Janice about the Wiggles documentary, and she says, "Oh, Greg Wiggle, I went to Sarah's wedding with Greg Wiggle about 90 times." was, and I go, "Yeah, it's gonna make her real wedding seem anticlimactic that there's not Greg Wiggle there." Just for the record, when Sarah was younger, she wanted to marry the Tin Man. From Greg Wiggle. Wizard of Oz, Greg Wiggle, Rooney Doodlebop.
Oh yeah.
And
Corbin Blue.
And then Corbin Blue from High School Corbin Musical.
Blue. And then at which point, that's when I wanted to also marry Justin Bieber.
Oh. Yeah, yeah, the Biebs. Any one of the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah, like, Joe was my favorite, but, like, you know, Nick will do in a pinch, you know?
Sure.
And then...
Well, yeah, yeah. If you're going to pick brothers... Last ditch would be Kevin. That would be it.
No.
Something would have horribly gone wrong. End up marrying
Nick,
Kevin Jones.
Nick will do in a pinch. Is
put that on a t-shirt. When it comes to Jonas's, Nick will do in a pinch.
Hey, my computer's about to die. Let me go get my charger.
Well, tell you what, you guys ready to wrap it up, you think?
Yeah, that was a good check-in.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
Yeah, that was fun.
Thank you so much, Sarah, for your time. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We'll do this again. We'll actually pick out a subject instead of just ramble like we have today.
All
and
right.
it'll be fun. I'd like to get your opinion on the new Beatles thing.
Yes,
and,
I'm into it.
And the new Todd Snyder, which is really good too, by the way.
Okay.
And Ian, you got anything you want to plug?
I do not. Okay. All my social medias are just for me now.
Dormant, yeah. And Sarah Sue?
You can find me on Instagram at SarahBodkinRYT. Now, I pondered quite a bit on this Instagram handle because it sounds a lot like Sarah Bodkin, right? I didn't want people to think that I was a right winger.
Nope.
That stands for registered yoga teacher.
Ah.
Sarah Bodkin, RYT.
That's it.
You can find me on Facebook at Sarah Bodkin. I might accept your friend request. I might not.
It depends on your profile, doesn't
right.
it?
Yeah. And you?
I've got... I'm Kenny Bodkin on Facebook, Kenny Bodkin on Instagram, right?
Yeah,
I guess.
No, you're KD Bod on Instagram.
KD Bod on Instagram, thank you. And the Rock Doc behind the scene. It's Rock Doc Pod, I think.
Behind the scene pod.
Okay. Anyway, it's we're available to check in and chat with us and all that.
Yeah.
On that stuff. It was good talking to you, Sarah. We love you.
Yeah, it was good talking to you.
Fun. Love you guys.
Alrighty. We'll,
love you.
Love you.
We'll talk to you next time. Bye.
Bye.
I'm going to Wichita.
This has been Rock Dog Behind the Scene with Sarah and Kenny Bodkin. Theme music performed by Sarah Bodkin and Paul Beasley. Behind the Scene is produced, performed, and written by Sarah and Kenny Bodkin. Follow us on Instagram at Behind the Scene Pod. See you next time and support your local musicians.
Go back home.
I want to listen to Nickelback.